Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear that song on a Friday, means it's officially the beginning of Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Vodka Rebel Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMWV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. We got to get Scotty's to Baltimore, B.
Let's do it.
Our mission.
You sure they're not here?
I am not sure they're not here. I don't know. Maybe they are here. Maybe they're served in the Federal Reserve Bank that we're learning so much about.
Yeah.
We're really excited. We have Annie Agar joining us right now. You can see her on the stream, on the TV show. Annie, what's going on? Thank you for joining us.
Of course, you guys.
Dude, so when we got the list of like possible guests, I was really excited to talk to you because I've followed you on Instagram, and the football content you make is so funny, and I feel like it's been like – Big Ten driven and then college football and now NFL. How did you get started in this world?
Yeah, so the first video was the Big Ten video, and it all started during COVID. I was working in local news at the time, and anybody that worked in local news, it's a grind, right?
Like
covering high school. It is a grind. So that all stopped, which was the first time I hadn't worked in a long time because of COVID. There was no sports, so we weren't covering anything. So I had no money. I'd moved back home with my parents. I was in my childhood bedroom, and I got on TikTok, as most of us did during COVID, and I thought, let me just do this meeting video on if the Big Ten was trying to get football up and running again. And I didn't have a script. I just went off the kind of the stereotypes that I knew about the Big Ten because I grew up in that territory. And I, you know, did a roast kind of format. And overnight, it got 3 million views.
Damn.
And I think it was because people needed that comedic little relief, hopefully, during that time. Because nobody was talking. Like, we weren't talking about the spring games because nothing was going on.
I was just doing happy hours.
Yeah. We were all drinking. That's what we were doing. We needed a little.
It was a lot of
talk.
Booze during COVID.
A lot of booze.
Not much else to do.
Has that slowed down since? Nope, not really.
A lot of booze and a lot of COVID babies. Funny how those two things go hand in hand.
Wild how that works, isn't it?
But, I mean, you have exploded now. Like, I feel like you're doing NFL, college football, but I just was looking at your Instagram. You got, like, a partnership with Silverado Trucks, like, all sorts of stuff. What has kind of been the coolest moment? I mean, if you're saying it started during COVID, it's only 5 years of a really meteoric rise. Like, what has kind of been the coolest parts?
That's what's been wild, too, is trying to keep it going because, you know, you can be a one-and-done type thing on social media, and it's great, and social media is great for that, but I want to make sure I keep bringing the same content to people. Probably the coolest thing and this is like a personal story, but I love, so my brother, as people know, if they follow me on social media, I post about my brother. He has a disability, it's cerebral palsy, and he's the biggest Lions fan. So everybody has their flaws. I am a Packers fan. I am a diehard Packers fan. And
you
I brought him.
Enjoyed that game.
I brought him to Lions Packers. This was 2 years ago, maybe. And the Packers were gracious enough to get us on the field. And I've never seen him so happy. And it was when Detroit beat us. It was like 31. I don't remember.
Oh, he rubbed 20. It in, didn't he?
He was screaming in my ear. And as awful as it was for me, it was awesome to see that for him.
That's
so
cool.
Stuff like that's really cool that I get to do with this job. It's just, it's wild to me.
But as you said, it's a grind.
It is a
and
grind.
I think with like a lot of people, everyone see like things you've done and other people do, and they automatically assume, oh, it's going to just happen for me.
Yeah.
So they go out and they do one thing, and then they either quit,
yeah,
or they don't do enough. Tell them how you have to continue and be consistent with it.
Oh, absolutely. Social media, and I make fun of it because, you know, the whole influencer content sure. creator thing. There are so many other people that have harder jobs out there, I know. But being a content creator, you don't get a day off. Because yeah. if you take a day off, somebody else is doing that content.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
you've got to stay on top of things, especially in the NFL. Like, there's news every single day. So I research for probably 7-8 hours on Monday before
wow.
I shoot the video for 3 or 4. And then there's another 10 to 12 hours of editing. Like, it is a grind. I would never complain about it because
sure.
I know there are harder jobs out there. It just is... Like, if you want it, you gotta go after it.
Do you have, like, a rival? Like, is there somebody you don't like that is trying to rip your stuff off?
That's a great – nobody's ever asked me that question. No. And what's
we
really got to
get
cool,
you a rival.
Well, any U of M fan, I'll say they're my – any U of M creators out there, screw you guys.
Listen, they're having a tough run right
you
now.
You got to agitate, too.
I hate U of M. I hate U of M. They're fan.
So are you enjoying the last 48 hours?
Well, enjoying is a strong word.
Yeah, that's a weird situation.
And I'm so glad I didn't – I was going to make, you know, a joke about the whole cheating scandal thing and all that. And then all this other stuff kept getting worse. And now I just feel so – bad for his family. Like,
yeah,
I
dude. That thing
was just
ugly.
A mess.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then you don't know what's true and what's not, and all this weird stuff's on
that's
social
the thing
media.
About
so,
it.
Yeah.
You got to wait.
Jeez. But I just kept getting worse. I couldn't
but
believe it.
That's bad.
Isn't that the part of it now, like with society, how things are, AI and all that?
Yeah.
When something happened, I know people want to jump. A lot of times you got to say, well, let me wait
yes.
and see.
That right? is
the, I saw you see some stuff pop up, everything. I'm like,
that is a great.
It's
that's
not
my,
real.
That's the
totally.
Best thing my parents ever taught me is, first of all, everything you put on social media, it's on a billboard. So you got to make sure what you want out there is really
yeah.
like you want the world to see it. But I instead of reacting, because everybody now, everything's so instant on
yeah.
social media, everybody just reacts.
You feel like you have to get a take off.
Right,
you have to
everybody
reply,
else is doing
right.
it.
Yeah.
But if you just sit back a second, sometimes that's.
It'll
it's
save
really
you.
Hard to do, though.
It will save
it's
you.
It's really hard to do.
We're talking with Annie Agar here at Radio Row, USAA, bringing it all together for the Army-Navy game. What's your involvement with USAA? What got you here?
Yeah, so we did a deal with USAA a couple years ago, back when I first started doing the videos. And then I got really heavily involved with the – I love military, give back, all that kind of stuff. I did some stuff with Black Rifle Coffee Company. And then every year on my birthday, I try to do a little something to give back. I was aligned with the Cubs for a couple years. So the Cubs would – I'd get a family involved. 1 year I did it with a family that had special needs son, that's a lot like my brother. And then 2 years ago, I got in touch with a military family who was really struggling financially, and they were trying to move to Florida. I think he'd been deployed 3 times.
Wow.
And just was in the Navy for 18 years, like served his country, was a great guy. And they were struggling, so I brought them to the Cubs game. They had 2 little boys. Brought them to a Cubs game, got a limo, and got them out to the Cubs game, got them on the field. And then I presented them a check for
$15,000.
It was so cool. It was so cool.
That's really
so,
cool.
So USAA, I think, you know, they see the stuff that I post in regards to that and the whole military background. So they brought me out to the game
that's
to
awesome.
Post some content around it. Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm excited.
I want to get back to the NFL for a second because Brian won a Super Bowl playing for the Redskins. I've covered the Redskins football team Commanders for
yeah.
over a decade now. And we're in Washington, and the burgundy and gold kind of are sports in the city,
yeah.
right? And there's the Caps matter, but, like, the football is just the biggest beast
oh,
around.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel like they're so bad right now, you're not even making fun of them.
Somebody said that in one of my last meetings. They were like, where are the Commanders? I'm like, well, first of all, nobody's watching your guys' games right now. Sorry to say. But I mean,
we're aware.
The whole, like, Jaden Daniels playing or not playing, like, we just got to kick the field goal on this season. You know, let's just, like, punt and move on to next year. Move on to next year.
Yeah.
You sound like majority of our fans.
It's rough. Work on the – let's focus on the draft. Because what pick do you guys have now? It's pretty low, right?
Yeah, I mean, this – so this week –
5 or 7, something like that.
This week it's the 3-10 Commanders against the 2-11 Giants. So this is a big draft
pick. But the good news is the Giants win meaningless games late in the season all the time.
Yeah.
So Jackson Dart's going to run for a million first downs. Probably almost get concussed.
If he runs, he's going to end up on the sideline.
That man – oh, gosh.
What would you say to him? Or what have you said to him maybe in your videos?
I roast him more for like the – like the whole
the extreme broness.
Yes, he is literally a frat guy on steroids. It's the funniest thing.
The soccer line was
like, dude, you are people's career. Like people's careers are banking on you being healthy. Mm-hmm. So I get the whole like running for, you know, he plays tough football. Okay, well, if you are out for the season, that could cost. It should cost coaches jobs, and they could be moving their family across the country. So let's stay out of bounds. Yeah. Let's not try to stay in bounds on those runs.
Quarterbacks
runs, you
don't
know,
have to
this?
Show their toughness in that way.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Right.
You can get the yard.
Like that one run he had, it could have been like 3rd and 2.
Right.
And he went for the first down. 3rd and 2 is very manageable.
Right.
Just get out of bounds.
Last thing for me, I know you're busy. Have you ever gotten, as like a coach or an organization ever, like I've gotten calls, right? Like when they get mad at me, your platform is so large and you're doing comedy where you're openly making fun of these people. What is like the angriest coach or PR call you've gotten?
Which is really awkward because when I meet them in person, I'm like, oh, I hope they don't remember what I've said about them. the guys are usually super cool, though. I did something with Jamar Chase and Justin Fields, and Justin looked over and he was like, oh, I know who you are. But he was like super cool about it. This is when he was on the Bears. Super cool about it. The meanest probably was Eli Apple. First Super Bowl I went to, I posted
it was
Bengals Rams.
Yeah.
If you remember the game, so I posted a picture of me at my first Super Bowl, and I said I had a great time providing coverage at my first Super Bowl, unlike Eli Apple. And that did not go over well with his mom. His mom came at me, and he came at me, and well, everybody knows too.
Well,
he like talked back too.
To,
right?
She goes at everybody.
Oh yeah, it was mean. It was so brutal. So that was my first taste of these people don't like
I always tell people when you have a platform like you do, why go after that?
I know.
Because you can destroy them.
Yeah.
They can't win. Like a lot of people call into us. I say, we got the mic and the camera.
That's
you can't
a good
beat
point.
Us.
That's right. A great
we
point.
We can cut you off and I continue talking.
Yeah.
And I can bring it back in the, and you can't have a response.
What's the Benjamin Franklin quote? It's never go to war with somebody that buys ink by the barrel.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's a great one. That's a great one.
Man.
Annie, thank you for the time. It's been awesome.
Of course.
Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. You guys
you got to sign our football.
You. Oh, fun.
Yeah, that's why we have this football. Yeah, dude, fire away.
Wow.
Thank you so much. We'll be following.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. That's Annie Agar joining us. When we return, the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, maybe has an answer why there's 100 flags on that building in Baltimore. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley, and nobody appreciates 106.7 The Fan's like Paisanos. Right now, score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. Pizza, wings, pasta, salads, whatever you want, Paisanos has got it. It's perfect for game day, late night, or when the holiday leftovers lose steam. Hit up PaisanosPizza.com, load up the cart, and watch the total drop with FAN30. What if you're feeding the whole crew? Use the code CREW20 for 20% off a custom catering order. Great for a game day spread and office lunch, a holiday hangout, a big family dinner, or even the fantasy squad when you're watching the playoffs. Paisanos has seriously tasty options, including pre-planned catering packages with the discount already baked in. Two ways to score, FAN30 for any order, CREW20 for the whole crew. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. Order now, PaisanosPizza.com.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7. We are live in Baltimore, Maryland for Radio Row at the Baltimore Convention Center ahead of the Army-Navy game. USAA putting a big old party together for Army-Navy. And we are thrilled to be joined by a veteran and the governor of the great state of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore. What's up, Gov? How we doing?
I'm good, man. Go Army, be Navy.
Is that tricky for you, being the governor of Maryland, where obviously the Naval Academy is located, but you're obviously a proud Army vet? Like, how do you balance that?
Listen, you know how I balance it? It's the same way when you had these clowns who were trying to tell me when the Ravens were playing the Commanders, I should get a jersey with both teams on it. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't do that, guys. on 364 days of the year, I'm all about the Navy. I'm like, we rock Navy, we lift up Navy, you know, they're amazing. And on that one day of the year, I want to watch them get bruised for 60 minutes by the Army.
I love it. I mean, Gov, I've told you before, not that you're looking for my political advice, but you're a very proud Ravens fan, and you always S-talk the Steelers. Pennsylvania's an important state. That's all I'm saying. If there's ever, you know, down the line, we might have to make up with these Yinzers. That's all I'm saying, Gov.
Yeah, their state is fine. They just got crappy football team.
All right. Now, I don't know how tight your time is. I know we got a slate of picks to make, but I do have kind of a government question for you, if I may.
I love it.
Okay, so B and I are in the convention center, Radio Row.
Looking directly.
We're looking directly at what we have learned is the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond Baltimore branch. And my question, I have a number of questions, frankly. It has
United States flag,
Maryland
flag, Virginia, West Virginia,
and D.C. I don't really understand how the Federal Reserve Bank works, frankly, and I certainly don't understand why the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond has a Baltimore branch with a West Virginia flag hanging on. Is there a 30-second answer to that?
Government bloat at its finest.
All right, there we have it. Let's get to some football, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. You've been hot for about the last month, and I know you will be looking to keep that going. Obviously, the Commanders and the Ravens are in action, but let's start with a big one. Let's start with the Patriots hosting the Bills, Governor.
Yeah, man. This is the game of the week. Because you're talking about two of these are actually two of the best teams in the NFL in terms of record, but also it's just like, it's the smell test that you get for teams. Like, they're just playing really good football. And I think you have two people who are legitimately in the conversation on MVP, and that's May and, you know, and that's May and
Josh
Allen. And the ironic thing is Allen might actually earn it this year because he didn't last year. But I digress. But I think this one is going to be it's going to be a tough one for the Bills. It's going to be a tough one not just because the Patriots are just on a hot streak and Drake May is playing well, and I think Drake May has a lot of incentive because I think Drake May is probably looking at this game where if you ball out this game, you're the MVP, and it's the story's over, right? And I think Drake May knows that. Now, the question is, does he have ice in his veins like that? And we will find out this week. But I just think that the Patriots' defense has been really, really strong. I was really confused when I looked at the way that the Bills came out against the Bengals last week. It should not have taken them that long at home to get hot and to put together enough firepower to beat the Bengals on the road. So I mean, I'm gonna go with the Patriots on this one, and I actually think the Patriots, even though I questioned them for much of the season, man, they pull this one out. I'm standing and saying the Patriots are actually the real deal.
Yeah, all right. You got Detroit Lions gonna be going out to L.A. taking on the L.A. Rams, a very good football team, which I think we got Matt Stafford saying I'm the MVP. I don't know what everybody talking about Drake May. Who do you think win that game?
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, like a lot of Stafford people have a fair argument, but the truth is that like this is why a weekend like this is going to matter. If Drake May does what he needs to do, it's going to be very difficult for all the Stafford fans to make the argument that Stafford should be able to overtake him, and that's only because you know, Stafford is one who has not always been consistent. The thing to remember though is if there is the definition of inconsistency, that is the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
You never know what team you're going to get when Detroit steps on the field. This is also going to be interesting because Jared Goff playing against their four. And so that's going to be fascinating to watch how that. So I'm going to go with the Rams because I think that the Rams offense is just better than the Lions defense right now. And I think that they're going to be able to hold off. But you know, For the Stafford folks, I think May has a better opportunity to create separation this week than Stafford does.
Agree. We'll keep it moving here, Gov. We'll end with Commanders and Ravens. So we'll go to Packers-Broncos. That's a big game. I think a lot of people believe in the Packers. A lot of people kind of question the Broncos' record. This game is in Denver, so you got the altitude as a factor too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if I'm not encouraging betting on this one.
Ooh,
but
I am.
For those who do indulge in betting, the fact that they have the Packers as favorites on this in Vegas is nuts to me. I do not understand this. Because first of all, and it's not even just that the Broncos have a better record. The Broncos also have shown at home they are just really, really tough to beat. And so I just don't know if I would put money on this Packers team going into Denver and beating this Broncos team. So again, if people choose to bet, I'm just saying the Vegas odds of having the Packers beating the Broncos at home to me is just nuts. So I think the Broncos win. I think the Packers have definitely had a tougher schedule. You know, beating the Bears, beating the Lions in back-to-back weeks is not something to to play with. And I think the Broncos, they beat, the Commanders, and they beat, I think, like the Raiders or something like that. So I get it when people talk about the toughness of schedules, but playing in Denver is tough, particularly when Denver is a good team. And so I'm going with the Broncos on this one.
And it's a mile high.
I like that one. That makes a lot of sense to me, Gov. Since we're in Baltimore, they'll get the last spot. We'll go to the Meadowlands for a battle of two really bad teams, Commanders, Giants. I don't know how much time you're going to waste on Sunday watching that one, Gov.
I mean, the Commanders games are actually just getting hard to watch right now.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the attention is on the offense. A lot of the attention is on, what's going on with Jaden, because that was especially from what we've come to expect from this kid, that was just a historically bad performance. But the other thing is that, like, actually, that's not what's making me most nervous about the Commanders. It's the defense. Like, the defense just is not showing up at all. And these teams are just, there's no intimidation factor at all, either with their run games or when they take it to the air. So I think that the Commanders, I'm sure the Commanders are starting to think about what does next year look like, what kind of draft position are we gonna need. Jaden has really, I understand, he's a dog and he wants to be back on the field. I'm just genuinely concerned by what we are seeing, and especially the idea of speeding him back onto the field. And so particularly with the Commanders being out of the playoffs, particularly with Jaden not playing this week, I think the Giants are going to defend home turf, and they'll take away the win.
It would not be a surprise. I mean, they're favored for a reason. First time they've been favored in a long time. Let's end it with your Ravens. I imagine last week was a difficult one for you to watch. That turned over touchdown on Likely was unbelievably awful. Ravens going to Cincinnati. What do you make of this? A rematch from Thanksgiving.
I mean, the crazy thing is that this whole season's been tough to watch, right? Yeah. There is a mindset of playing like a Raven that I just don't think this team has. And, like, that means something when you say we play like Ravens. And I just don't feel it nor see it with this team. And frankly, I've had battles with a lot of my Ravens fans this week where they're talking about that call. And I'm like, my point, I keep on coming back to this. Like, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think it was a bad call. But my point is this. If you have to rely on the refs getting it right every time to win games, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. Not at home.
Yeah.
And not against the Steelers, who were fundamentally better then. Like, you had Aaron Rodgers scoring running touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers is 68 years old. Like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I mean, this is hard. It's hard because we're better than this, but we're just not playing better than this. And the people who are actually playing better than what their roster would suggest right now, honestly, is the Cincinnati Bengals. And I just believe Cincinnati at home, and Cincinnati's got something to play for. Like, Cincinnati is sniffing on the fact that, you know, the freaking Cincinnati Bengals could win the division. This is nuts. So they're playing for something. And so I think that, unfortunately, I think Cincinnati holds home court and they beat the Ravens. Which, by the way, I was thinking about it. I don't know if I've ever, in all the time betting with y'all, I don't know if I've ever had a week where I bet that both the Commanders and the Ravens lose. I think this might be history.
I think this might be history. I highly doubt you have, honestly, Gov. Carter. I think Carter might have a spreadsheet. Maybe he could track that. But that is remarkable, and I think it shows where these teams are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carter just texted me. It is the first time you've ever gone against both Baltimore and DC. That's crazy, man. That shows where we're at.
Wow.
That shows true feelings.
That shows where we're at.
Yeah.
That shows where we're at. When the governor of the state is like, nah, they both losing.
That is well said, Gov. Mm-hmm. That is well said. Will you be attending Army Navy tomorrow? I know you're a busy man.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
Listen, I just think there's a reason why they call this America's game, and it's not because it's the best football. Because so if anybody's like, oh, I'm gonna check out the game, and you're expecting to see like some, like, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, or so, like, it's not that. It's not, that's not what makes this America's game. It makes it America's game because you are watching, you know, everyone on that field. There's not, you know, maybe Blake Horvath can make an argument, but there's no one on that field who is playing in front of NFL scouts, right? There's no one on that field who is playing because they're trying to get ready for the combine. Everyone on that field, when they leave their service academy, they're putting on the uniform of this country.
Yeah.
And they're going to go fight on behalf of this nation. And the people who they're going to go against on the field on Saturday are the people who they will rely on the battlefield.
Yep.
So it's like, so I just think there's something so beautiful about this game.
Absolutely.
I really do hope people check this game out. But again, don't expect great football, but expect to really walk away with a sense of pride about this country.
That's awesome. Gov, we appreciate your time always. You know, I know it's going to get crazy here with the holidays. If we don't get to catch up with you, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and maybe a little downtime just to enjoy the family.
Absolutely. But trust me, we'll be in touch because I will be watching football.
All right, man. I know you will,
have
sir.
Have a good one.
Thank you for the time.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Gov. All right, I got Governor's picks officially. He's taking the Patriots, the Rams, the Broncos, the Giants, and the Bengals.
Wow.
I mean, first time. Gov's been making picks with us for years now. First time taking both opponents. Well,
hey, but that's where they're falling to, bro.
Seriously.
That's what happens. So.
I mean, who do you think?
And you can't bet with your heart all the time.
Sure.
Sometimes you got to use your brain.
Who do you think to their fans has had the more disappointing season, the Ravens or the Commanders?
Many people would think it's the Ravens, but I think it's the Commanders because of what they experienced last year, not having experienced that in such a long time, and then to fall right back to this year, I think it has to be the Commanders fans.
Yeah, and the Ravens are bad, but they're not Commanders bad. You know what I mean? Like they've been uneven, and they were without Lamar for a while, and he's missed practice time, and it's been uneven. But I mean, it's nothing like what Washington's going through. And
yeah,
I mean the harder part is it was the first time Washington's had expectations in forever, and it feels like Lucy pulling out the football again.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? I just think that, you know, the Ravens overall had been a better franchise and a better football team. And over time, you're going to have a year that you're going to dip a little bit. But Washington has so much momentum going. And I think for it to come like this year, that hurts a lot more. So I think these fans are, like, flabbergasted.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know who I cannot wait to talk to about the Washington season is Mike Mayock. I mean, that dude is such an in-depth, like, down-the-roster kind of guy. And just ask him what went wrong with Washington, and then kind of looking ahead, how did they rebuild this? Like, I'm almost more curious about talking to a dude like Mayock about what he thinks they can fix and what needs to be the highest priority. Yeah. Mike Mayock's going to join us at noon. Urban Meyer at 12:30. I'm going to ask you an honest question. Can we ask Urban Meyer about everything that just happened at Michigan?
Probably not.
I mean, just as an Ohio State guy, but that thing is still an evolving, very,
that's
very
evolving thing, and I don't know if he want to be discussing that.
Dude, seriously. it's about to get serious business around here. Mike Mayock, Urban Meyer, RG3, Chris Daring, all joining us on the program. But what we're going to do next, open these phone lines up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. It's going to be time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is Friday. It is Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it is also time for Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Oh.
Ask B. Mitch Anything, of course, brought to you by Collars & Co., a true game changer. Check them out online. Collars & Co., get the dress collar polo. B and I love the gear. Are you wearing one today?
Yep, sure do. Have it on.
Looking fresh, man. Looking fresh.
So fresh and so clean, clean.
I'd like to start, Ask B. Mitch Anything.
All right, go.
Why the hell they put onions on this sandwich?
Because they make it taste better.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's just disgusting.
JP, we're realizing that you're still a kid.
I like ketchup.
You don't like anything adult-like.
Steak, potatoes, missionary. Simple man, B. The phone lines are open.
I'm going to try some missionary, bro. I'm better for you.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What do you know? They served free food, and Chris Russell showed up. What's up, Roos?
Is this thing on?
Yes. Yeah, it's on.
Yes, free food is my forte. B and I had breakfast. Well, we didn't have breakfast together. We kind of sat together. He had breakfast after me. That was free. That was good. And now, yeah, you get some free food.
Free 99, baby. Free 99.
I mean, how could you go wrong? Vinny Serrato's here. B's here. You're here. Annie Agar's here.
Why do you have to name him?
I'm just saying.
You going to go say hi, B?
Nope.
I
can say hi with a fist.
Jeff likes to proclaim himself as like the mayor and the boss of everything. And Jeff said, he's like, man, I know he's kind of a goof, but Chris Russell's the mayor of this. You are Mr. Army Navy.
I am an Army Navy guy.
I think it's because you get free hotel and free food.
Listen.
And free parking.
I can't tell you that the perks don't accentuate the benefit, but this is the 126th Army Navy game. This is 5 years ago. My late partner, Pete Medhurst, who used to be the voice of Navy football, got me involved in this 5 years ago at MetLife Stadium.
That's cool.
And in New York City, we were on a big battleship in the South Street Seaport, and that's how it started. And, you know, you go to this game tomorrow here in Baltimore at M&T Bank and last year at Northwest and so on and so forth, been to Philly, been to Foxborough, been to New York. You see March On and the cadets and the midshipmen, and you see the power of that. All these young men and women just lining up so detailed, so discipline, so everything. And that's before you get to the football game, the pageantry, the flyovers, and then the football game, and you realize these guys aren't transferring. These guys aren't going for NIL and $4 million a year. These guys are playing because they freaking love football.
Yeah.
And they love each other, and they take care of each other, and they help each other. And, you know, when it's all said and done, and when they graduate, and when they, you know, they're on the same team again.
Yeah, it's that one
it is cool,
aspect,
man,
of college football per se that still has that. Like, I've always said I was a bigger college football fan, mm-hmm, because when I can watch 20 games, I might see 20 different offenses,
right,
20 different defenses. When you watch the NFL, if you see one offense, you see,
mm-hmm,
them all.
Mm-hmm.
You see one defense, you see them all. And then when you look at the guys, there are guys out there playing for straight passion. It's changing a little bit now.
Yeah.
But in the Army-Navy game, you see that.
Yeah,
so
you get that for 3+ hours on a Saturday afternoon in December, when the great thing about this game, guys, think about it, right? Unopposed. There's no college football playoff. There's no NFL. There's no, you know, I mean, there's some college basketball or whatever, and I'm sure hockey and NBA tomorrow afternoon. But there's really nothing opposing it. It leads you right into the Heisman. It's just got a purity that we are missing, I think, in
it's
sports.
Like competing against your brother. You want to beat him. But you love him at the end.
No doubt.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that's well said, B. Yeah, I mean, they don't like each other for 3+ hours.
Yeah.
And make no mistake about it. Just like we talk about with Michigan and Ohio State, it's beat Michigan, beat Ohio State, beat the, you know, the team up north, this, that, and the other thing. Now, that's a hated rivalry year round.
Can I tell you?
This is a rivalry for 3+ hours.
Can I tell you about the rivalry?
You can tell me anything you want.
You got to leave, and we got to bring in the Army Navy guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the free
food and hotels.
You're done
these
with
guys.
Me.
Yeah. Good to see you, though.
You're done with me. Okay. They're more important than I am.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
I love you guys.
But
still,
please take your potato salad.
I will.
Bye, Roos.
Thank you.
Bye, Roos. Thank
nice
you for joining
you
us. The folks, I see the folks on the hold. Why don't we take a call while we get the Army Navy guys set up here? Jupe in the DMWV. It is the DMWV today.
B Mitch, JP, what's going on, fellas?
What up, baby?
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just want to put this out there real quick. The whole YouTube chat is ready to jump WB because all week long, every break, he's playing that What Up song on repeat. we're tired of him. I told him, make sure he don't walk down no alleyways when he leave work.
Show up to D.C. and we will let you in to beat him up. He needs to be beat up.
Bet that.
Thank you, Jupe. Jupe, we got a boogie. Thank you for calling,
bud. Baby.
I want to do some introductions. We're going to do it while we're live on the air. I'm JP Finley. How are you, sir?
Hey, JP. I'm not live.
We're going to get you guys potted up. Obviously, we're here at Radio Row, Baltimore, Maryland, in advance of Army-Navy tomorrow afternoon. It's a special, special game for everyone across the country and for you guys taking the time to join us. What does Army-Navy mean to you?
It means the world, man. Like, when I think about big games, obviously there's a lot of them in the country that matter. This one is special as a graduate because I've seen it for the last 30-plus years, and every single time I watch it, it hits me that the folks on the field are playing for more than just football.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that's the thing that makes it special to me is that once they're done with their playing careers, they're going to go on and serve this country. They're going to do a really good job doing it, and they're going to do it for all the right reasons. So it's just a big game because it matters more than just for football.
We love to showcase the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Military family. You know, yeah. The whole military community. USAA serves military families.
I think this is your coffee or something.
So okay, great. You thank you, Brent. I appreciate that. No.
He's high maintenance.
Yeah. That's so funny. I call him Too Splenda. But, hey, you know, we're here to serve military families. And this is a great venue for everyone who's a football fan, everybody who's an American to say, like, hey, these are my friends and neighbors. These are the folks that are serving us, mm-hmm. our taxpayers, you know, to defend our country and our way of life. It's an awesome honor to be here.
I want to know how, like, you know, anytime you're playing against a rival, yep. which is not necessarily it's a rival, but you're still together. How does the trash talking go?
Oh, it's professional, but it happens. As a matter of fact, sometimes I ain't professional.
Well, you know, I like to say when I showed up at Annapolis, the first four words they taught us were, go Navy, beat Army. It wasn't even yes, sir, and no, ma'am. So, like, it starts right then. You are on the way to trash talking.
Oh, yeah.
And what does it mean to have USAA support in I mean, because honestly, this Radio Row, we do Radio Row for Super Bowls. Like, we've done a lot of these. It is done at such a high level to try to promote this game so that everybody understands its importance. What is it, you know, what does that involvement mean for all parties?
Well, we know what it means to serve.
Yep.
You know, and what we try to do every day is to serve people, right? Serve family members in the military, serve the folks on active duty, reservists, guardsmen, everyone in their family, and we want to serve you.
Yep.
So we want to do that every time we interact with people. We want to make sure that the service is high and that they remember it. Because, you can do business with a lot of different people, but the people you remember are the ones that make you feel the right way and treat you with respect.
Yeah, and this game is big, right, because you know, a lot of eyes on it. And so one of the things that this does for USA is it puts the Army and Navy and the services, for that matter, squarely in the eyesight of the population. And so we can talk about how important the families are, how important our mission is. And more importantly, we can showcase these fine young men and women in a way that really establishes just how important it is to serve your country, but also how important it is for us to serve them.
Absolutely. So I don't know that you guys could do this, but you're wearing two different jerseys. Do you have a prediction for tomorrow?
I'll let Bill go first. So,
Navy victory, 24-21.
Okay.
All right. So I'm a little different. I'm going to go Army 17-5.
Wow.
And I love five is a very
good. So let me walk you through how this happened.
Exactly. I had questions.
It's important. It's important. So they get a field goal. That's a three. Then as the game is ending, because we feel sorry for them only having a field goal, we're on the back of the end zone and give them two more points.
17-5. Pity safety.
I just have this vision in my head of, like, the punter going out of the back of the end
and
zone.
And saying, you're welcome, like, Navy.
It's just funny.
So that's something you hope never happens, right?
Oh, man, it's so funny.
Now, I'm curious, with being in Baltimore, and Annapolis is, what, 20 minutes down Highway 97?
It's nearby.
But this is such a national thing.
Yeah.
Will this be more of a Navy home game? That's a big head shake over there.
No, it won't be. I mean, one of the things that's true about this game is no matter how good or bad the records of the teams are, because of the number of graduates and the awareness of the game, it's always an equally balanced crowd, always sells out. I mean, I challenge you to find a single rivalry where both teams may be below 500
right.
and still sell out a professional stadium.
Wow.
Tickets are hard to get.
Yeah.
These tickets are hard to get.
I mean, these teams have gotten way better over like the last 4 years.
They have.
And we're going to be at a game on Sunday. You're going to be two teams under 500. They won't sell out.
Yeah.
It's going to be packed.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be 30 degrees and packed.
Uh-huh. Wow. And it'll be packed from start to finish. So, a lot of times people will leave games.
Yeah.
They won't leave this game because they won't be there for the alma mater at the very end.
So, I've been to Army-Navy a number of times. I've been in Philly. I've been here in Baltimore. It is somehow always the coldest weather possible. Have you guys noticed that? It is always for
it
reason.
It's for character development. So if Bill will tell you this, the cadets and midshipmen will be outside the stadium about 7 hours, 8 hours before the game.
Wow.
They'll form up. They'll march on. And they'll be outside from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Wow.
And it's the coldest day of the year. They're going to be all bundled up, but it won't matter.
And they're not. They don't have any antifreeze, I imagine. They're in uniform.
No, they layer, but it's only so much you can stick
on. We need to get some of those layers, Jay.
Yeah, that's for Sunday, for sure.
it'll make them strong for the field.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Where is your guys' – last one for me. Where is your guys' favorite city for Army-Navy?
I got to go Philly.
Yeah, I mean, it feels traditional.
It does. I mean, when I was a cadet, we went there all 4 years. And
okay.
So you get your spots. And it's something about Philly, because they've done it so many times,
sure.
They just do it great. Now, having said that, Baltimore is awesome because this is where we broke the streak.
Oh, yeah.
So
2016, they
this,
did.
This is where we broke the streak.
You seem to have all the memories.
Well, because the prior memory, we lost 14 in a row, was very traumatic for me. I still have nightmares about not winning. It was so bad that my older kids, who are now adults, when we won, they were really excited for me because, as they said, Dad, we've never seen Army beat Navy. And they were like, we couldn't understand why every single year you get all dressed up and get all excited only to lose. We felt bad for you.
Oh,
so
man.
My kids felt awful for me.
Oh,
so
wow.
Baltimore is always a big, always it has a special place in my heart.
That's great.
Every place is great. You know, the towns always show up.
The cities
show up, right?
Totally.
And you have fans no matter where you go. My my first class year, my senior year as a midshipman, we had lost to Army 3 years in a row.
Wow.
And we won when I was a senior. Mm-hmm. And it was in the Meadowlands, the old Meadowlands. And it was colder than it is now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And I never felt warmer when they made that last second field goal. So that's like the special place for me just because we had the one victory while I was a midshipman.
All right. Yeah. All
that's
right.
So cool. Well, guys, thank you so much.
Appreciate
Enjoy
you.
The game. Thanks for all you do. And I would say go Navy, but there's
you don't have to say that. You don't have
it
to
rolls
say that.
Right off
you
the
can
tongue.
Say what
it
you would
right
say.
Off the
you don't have to say it.
Yeah. That's beat Army.
Et tu, Brute. Go Army.
Thank you guys very much for the time. Really appreciate
Thanks for
you sitting
us.
Down with
appreciate
us.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Mike right. Mayock will join us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.